This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Good morning. Jim Plank writes in the Daily Mail, the acquisition of HSBC Bank by First Niagara is nearly complete. On Friday, February 17th, First Niagara announced it will close 35 locations statewide, including the HSBC branch on Main Street in Catskill. First Niagara expects the takeover to be complete by mid-May, and most branches identified for closure will remain open until mid-June. Five First Niagara banks located in Albany, Clifton Park, Rotterdam, Troy, and Brunswick will be shuttered May 18th. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Roger J. Miner, senior judge of the Federal Appeals Court, died Saturday, February 18th at his Greenport home. He was 77 years old. Miner graduated from New York Law School and in 1959 joined his father, Abram Miner, in private practice in Hudson. He was attorney for the city of Hudson from 1961 to 1964 and served as Columbia County District Attorney from 1968 to 1975. Miner was appointed to the Federal District Court by President Ronald Reagan in 1981 and elevated to the Appeals Court in 1985. In 1987, Miner was one of the top candidates considered for appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court. Miner's wife Jacqueline told the Associated Press her husband was not chosen for the Supreme Court after he disclosed to the administration he supported a woman's right to have an abortion. According to Mrs. Miner, her husband later said he chose to answer the question directly because, quote, his reputation was too big a price to pay for a seat on the Supreme Court, unquote. Tom Casey reports in the Register Star, Hudson Mayor Bill Hallenbeck ordered all flags in the city to be flown at half-staff in the judge's honor. Read Miner's full obituary online at a link at newsroom.wgxc.org. The Columbia Papers' Amelia Teasdale reports in the February 16th edition of the paper, a standing-room-only crowd filled the Tri-Village Firehouse in Chatham recently to hear state troopers, sheriff's deputies, and Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chazak discuss recent burglaries in Columbia County. The incidents included an alleged burglary at a Route 17 residence and another in Stuyvesant. Suspects in both cases were arrested, but authorities acknowledged, quote, a rash of burglaries, unquote, have occurred, many in Kinderhook. State Police Captain Scott Brown said he increased the police presence in the northern part of Columbia County. Residents asked about alarms, dogs, and guns and sought advice on the most effective prevention strategies. Chazak reminded attendees that state law prohibits the use of deadly force by a civilian if the person can retreat from the situation. Tim Jackson, a state trooper stationed in Kinderhook, advised weekenders to make a residence look occupied with lights and a parked car in the driveway. Read the Columbia paper for more information about that story. In Hudson, former Register Star reporter Jamie Larson interviews Chef Ben Freemol and John McCarthy. And we have a video here online where Mr. Larson interviews them. And we're going to quickly play that interview here.
I've been cooking, you know, for a paycheck and a living and passionately for over 10 years. And so every restaurant I've worked at, I've taken something with me. And WD-50 is a great example of taking everything that you learn there and you see there and you find there and, you know, leaving what you don't want and taking what you do want. But that's not to say that, you know, my experience in Portland or his experience at other restaurants or, you know, just dining experiences, you can't take that information from him. And, you know, we're not going to showcase a whole lot of technique, I would say. Like, we're not going to, you know, it's not going to be very in your face, but we're definitely going to use technical aspects in our cooking. I mean, we're trying to get, you know, sous vide certified. You know, we're definitely having vacuum chambers. And those are things that are just in everyday kitchens
tools,
now.
Right?
Yeah, they're just tools now. You know, it's just like a refrigerator or a microwave or an oven to us.
You know, we can actually drive to the farms and talk to the farmers, talk to the, you know, the you know, people raising the product, which I think is, you know, second to none for cooks. I mean, this is a dream. But out here, we're going to have post lights. We'll have a large communal table in the front and then some two tops around. So we'll be able to accommodate. And then eight seats right in front here at the chef counter, the bar, the kitchen bar. So you're talking about 7,300 square feet. You know, Manhattan, you're going to get a space and say, okay, I'm now in debt heavy for the lease. Let's just, you know, build something out, you know, put some lipstick on it and open up. This, we're actually, you know, we're building essentially, you could say, the rest of our professional days. You know, I mean, this is what we hope to, you know, work for a very, very long time. Well, the first question you ask is, well, what kind of food is he serving? You know what I mean? Because people have a tendency to say, well, it's Monday, you know, like, I'm not feeling too good, but, you know, I want to be happy, and how about some pasta, you know, and they'll go to an Italian restaurant, you know, it's like, that is the thing they associate with, and you know, so it's kind of a difficult question to answer.
It's a nice question to not have to answer, because, I mean, that's the point of opening your own restaurant and owning your own business, is that you can make it what you want.
Should have introduced that with the two chefs worked at Wiley DeFresne's WD-50 in the Lower East Side that was quite renowned the past few years. Anyway, today is Tuesday, February 21st. National Weather Service predicts for Germantown that today will be mostly sunny with a high near 45 on Tuesday. Tuesday night, there's a chance of rain showers in Germantown before 2 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers, cloudy with a low around 34. Forecast for the rest of the week. Wednesday, a chance of rain and snow showers before 9 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers. Wednesday night, there is a chance of rain showers before 4 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. Thursday, a chance of rain and snow showers before 7 a.m., then a chance of rain showers, cloudy with a high near 53 and a low around 36. And Friday, a 50% chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 54 and a low around 33. It's the third Tuesday of the month, and Columbia County has a Health and Medical Services Committee meeting at 4 p.m. today. Durham, the town board meets at 7:30 p.m. In Germantown, the town board meets at 7 p.m., and the agenda is online at newsroom.wgxc.org. Hillsdale, the town meets at 7:30 p.m. at the town hall. Hudson, there's a finance committee meeting at 5 p.m. At 7 p.m., the regular common council meets at City Hall. Hunter, there is a 7 p.m. town hall meeting. Lexington, the town board meets at 7 p.m., and Taconic, there's a planning board workshop at 7 p.m. at town hall. Sun rises at 6:43 a.m., sets at 5:36 p.m., and the moon rises at 6:10 a.m., sets at 5:42 p.m. It's a new moon as of 5:36 p.m. And last night, the New Jersey Nets beat the New York Knicks 192. Darren Williams won the point guard battle this time, 38 points for him for the Nets. And tonight, the 76ers are at the Memphis Grizzlies at 8 p.m. Tune in to the WGXC afternoon show today from 4 to 6 p.m., hosted by Mariel Fiore and Antonio Flores Lobos, partially in Spanish, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre. We'll have another update next hour on WGXC.